The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on that Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, got some rockets in. We got one of the most disgusting stories ever told on air that happened to AJ, which is in the first segment. And got a little recap of the Derby and look ahead in the last part of the segment. So lots of good stuff, all available on podcastarena.com, and we got a lot more to get to. So first off, a couple things from the Twitter world. JOff288, who is a, he's as big on gambling as we are, also very good at it, says plus 45 Canelo, triple G minus 165.
Okay.
Is your opening line. So I think I will be surprised if that number doesn't come down on Canelo.
I think it evens out a little bit.
Being the much more popular public fighter, I think if you like Golovkin, you might hold off. If you like Canelo, I'd pounce on it right now. I'd take the 145.
Probably the best price you'll get.
Yeah, but if you're a Golovkin guy, I would stick around and see where it gets to. Joey said, wife and I moved into our first house this weekend. What's your biggest best pro tip for being a homeowner? First off, congratulations. I don't really have anything. I mean, we just moved. I just bought my first house in 15 years, a month ago or 2 months ago.
Yeah.
So I don't really have any great tips other than hopefully your neighbors don't suck.
Yeah, that's rough.
I've got one good neighbor and one neighbor who I've never spoken to.
How about there's going to be things that happen at your house, and you're going to look for like a cheap way to work around it. Don't just pay to get things fixed the right way.
Well, or I'll tell you what, if you get a good home warranty,
yeah,
that is a good thing to have, man. We already used ours for something. And the thing that's different is when something breaks, it's yours. You got to fix it.
Yep.
That's always a little bit of an adjustment, but yeah, home warranty would be my humble suggestion. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, be happy to take some phone calls. People wanting to know what's worse, puke or poop? Puke or poop?
Poop would probably be worse, but the way this guy
This sounds like Mr. Creosote from Meaning of Life.
It just couldn't have gotten much worse as far as puke goes.
Here's a good one from 409. Keep that AC filter changed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a big one. That's a big one. It's pretty cool owning your first house. That's good for you guys. JRP wants to know pins or caps tonight. I don't really have an opinion on that, but I'll tell you what. If the Caps win tonight, I think they win the series. So how about your Predators, man?
How about them?
First time in the conference finals, although according to a television station in Nashville, they're playing for the Stanley Cup.
Oh, yeah. Well, people in Nashville are pretty dumb, so it's – I'm sure they suck at
some. We have that audio, don't we, John?
All right, you just saw it on Channel 4 and NBC, a history-making day for Predators, and the fans are responding right now, and just an amazing scene being played out outside Bridgestone Arena at this hour. We're seeing thousands of fans decked out in Preds yellow, celebrating a huge win.
See, now, they didn't actually say it. They had the graphic up.
Oh, okay. Well, then...
Oh, well, the audio is pretty useless.
Yeah, you should have told me the audio was useless.
So, is the when is Game 7 for the Oilers at Ducks?
I think that's tomorrow night. I have to double check. Oilers with a big win last night.
Man, that series is taking so damn long.
Yeah, and I think I would not be surprised if the Preds are favored over either team going in. I think it'll be closer if it's Anaheim, but I think your Preds are going to be favored to go to the Stanley Cup.
Would they be favored to win?
If they got to the Stanley Cup, I think...
Probably against everybody but the Caps?
I think the Caps or the Pens would still probably be favored.
Okay.
Depending on which one of those
can guys they beat those teams, though?
Yeah, I think they can beat them. I wouldn't...
Teams that I cheer for never win. That's crazy.
Well,
that'd be weird.
They're on a terrific run, and they're fun to watch right now. They're playing great in all phases. And
but mostly on defense. Yeah. I mean, they're so good defensively right now.
Yeah. Wednesday, Michael says, for the Ducks.
Oh, that's forever.
Yeah, you got the two-day gap there. I hate that. Jason, so with no Astros game or Rockets game tonight, what should I catch up with on Netflix? I got to get caught up on everything from last night, including Leftovers and American Gods. You know, we watched a little bit. My wife watched the whole thing. I haven't seen it all yet, but Goliath with Billy Bob Thornton.
You know, that's one that's been on my list, but I haven't even started it yet.
From what I saw, and I didn't see the whole thing because I watched a couple episodes with her, and then I went to the track Saturday, and when I came home, she had watched the entire thing, like every single episode. And so I watched the last one with her, and I'm going to go back and watch the ones I missed, but I thought it was really, really strong. And it was Billy Bob. It kind of... If you imagine Bad Santa as a lawyer, that's kind of what Billy Bob's character is.
Okay.
Not quite as bad, but the guy who was a great lawyer at one point and then kind of ruined his life. And it was well done. Dwight Yoakam has a pretty good role in there, too.
Yeah, that's one that's been on my list. Yeah, so Eric Warner suggested me to do it.
Yeah, if you like courtroom dramas, that's a good one.
All right.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. I'm probably going to – well, I'm going to get caught up on stuff and maybe watch the hockey. That's kind of my game plan for the evening, but we'll see how it goes. I might just go to bed at 7:30 tonight and not wake up until tomorrow. I need to get caught up on some sleep. 832 asked if you guys watched the OA on Netflix yet. I've watched that. I don't recommend it.
Didn't watch it because Fred told me it was stupid.
I thought it was really...
It ended stupid, right?
The ending was so dumb that... And just... It's so out of nowhere awful that it ruined the whole show for me.
Tonight, I haven't watched The Leftovers yet.
Actually, so, I think Goliath is on Amazon now that I think
it is on Amazon.
Yeah, it's on Amazon.
And then Better Call Saul comes on tonight. So
right.
I've got Leftovers and Better Call Saul tonight.
And yeah, and I'm also watching American God, so I've got all of them to watch, which maybe I'll get done tonight. But I don't know. That's 3 hours of television. I don't think I have it in me tonight. Need to get some sleep and dive back in tomorrow. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Hey, we have some more Tom Savage quotes.
Okay. I hope he sounds much like Brock Osweiler did last year.
Well, he said he's super ready for the task of holding on to the quarterback job.
Okay.
And basically that he's going to play like I have to play to keep this job.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, good for you.
All right.
I hope he goes out there and plays well, because you don't want to have to see Watson out there that early.
Well, I think it's odd that Tom Savage is the presumed starter. He's honestly less accomplished than Brandon Whedon, and I don't think anyone would say that he has more upside than Deshaun Watson. Like, he's just kind of the... In most situations, you'd think that's the guy that'd be the third string, right?
Yeah.
Like, you'd think that the veteran who's got the most experience would be the first guy. The second guy would be the high upside rookie, who your top draft pick, who you eventually want to see take the job. And then you have the other guy who's just like an emergency situation. That's what Tom Savage should be, but everyone's like, oh, no.
Right.
Everyone's been so convinced because he's one of the... We've in this town, we've seen a lot of bad quarterback play over the last few years, particularly. And because we've seen so little of him, I guess people still have this weird belief that he's great and he just hasn't gotten a chance to show it yet.
Yeah.
Sometimes, and we learned this with Brock Osweiler, sometimes for fans it takes a little while for them to understand that what they're seeing is not, you know, it's not someone getting better or growing into the role. It's just that's not a very good football player. So,
well, I think you have to go in with somebody's your starter, and he's going to.
I mean, I don't. Listen, I wouldn't feel great about going into the season with Brandon Weeden as my starter. But I feel better about Brandon Weeden than Tom Savage. Maybe I'm in the minority. I'm sure I am, because I know people believe that Tom Savage has something. But Brandon Weeden started some games in the NFL. I mean, he's thrown some touchdowns. He's won a few games. I prefer that.
Kind of with you. 713 says, love the first season of Better Call Saul. Watched the first couple episodes of the second season and thought it was slow. Recommend to keep going or not?
It is. I mean, if you're looking for Breaking Bad 2, that's not it. It's not a high-paced show. It's not like Banshee. You know, and I love shows like that too. But this is a thinking man show. You've got to watch. It's a character development show. I kind of compare it to, and it's funnier than this show. But The Americans is, there's some people who have told me I've tried to watch The Americans and it just moves too slow for me, which, okay. I mean, that's...
Well, and there's times I'm okay with that, and there's times I want to think, and there's times when I don't.
Yeah.
And if I like the characters, I'll stick with a show like that. And if I don't, then I'll just eject.
Yep.
But, and that's the thing. If you're in, and I love Mike.
Oh, he's the best.
And
what a great character.
Because of that, I will stick with it. All right, we'll grab some phone calls when we come back at 713-780-3776 if you want to get lined up. By the way, I'm hearing a lot of good compliments from people on Beth's show Saturday night, so we'll talk about that Wednesday.
Yeah,
I got several texts from friends who said, hey, tell Beth she did a great job. So, all right, guys, you know what? You know where you can do a great job is by donating a vehicle you're not using anymore and helping change a life. How about that? That's doing a great job. And whether it's a car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, tractor, doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. Doesn't matter if it's been sitting out in your field or your yard and you were going to get it fixed up and you never did and now it won't start and you don't know what to do and you were thinking about selling it and you're like, I don't know if anybody will want it. Well, I'll tell you what, if you donate it to HoustonCarsForKids.com, here's what's going to happen. They're going to come tow that vehicle free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork and your donation is tax deductible. And if you donate today, free $50 Visa gift card. If you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. And what they do with those vehicles, that money goes to help kids at Houston Can Academies, which is a really cool place that takes in kids who dropped out of other schools, gives them another chance. And a lot of these are really good kids who had to drop out because, you know, they had to get jobs to support their family. They had travel issues getting there. Maybe they couldn't see. They needed glasses, and no one ever got them for them. Well, that's what they do. And that's what your donation helps to do. And so many of them go on and do great things. You can be the person that helps. All you have to do is donate that vehicle. Give them a call, 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
ESPN 97.5.
Every time I'm with it alone, it picks me up. You just send me down. I can feel it rushing under my skin.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Jared asked if we're watching Billions. I have not been on that yet. And A.K. asked about the Baylor documentary, Disgraced, about the murder. I have not seen it yet. I don't watch a lot of the things that I was working at the newspaper and covering at the time, mainly because by the time those things happen, you kind of knew everything. But I like watching stuff that I wasn't alive for, and now that I'm getting as old as I am, that's not a lot. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And Lamont mentioning don't jump on all the furniture early for house tips, which there's some great tips going around Twitter now. He said, don't think I fully furnished my house for 2 or 3 years. Ours is about 90%.
Oh, if you have kids, you might as well wait.
Yeah, well, ours is about 90% done. There's not much more to do, but there's a couple of major pieces we still want, and we haven't gotten around to those yet. Let's squeeze in a couple calls. Is that Vonnell? I hope that's right. I'm old and my eyes are bad. What's up, man?
What's going on, sports?
Sports to you.
Thank you. Long-time listener, first-time caller. What do you think about the Golden State game over, and you think they'll cover the spread?
For me, you're asking the wrong guy. I bet the NBA once this year, and because I was in Vegas the other night and I didn't win.
I would certainly lean for them to cover if you are looking for some backup on that. I think they put this thing away and they do it in a big way tonight.
Okay,
but it's not something I would touch.
Yeah, I'm out on that.
And if you think they're going to do that, then you probably would want to lean over too.
It's really hard not betting the NBA at this time of year. There's not a lot else going on.
Yeah.
And like the two things that I try to stay away from the most are the NBA and baseball. And I've been in Vegas for 5 days. That's what's on the board every night.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
well, I get the occasional hockey play, but, right now I've got the Preds home on that series bet, but the Rangers look like they may choke that series away, which was one that I'm going to lose a little bit on. Let's try Kyle. What's up, Kyle?
Hey, first-time caller. I'm from Nashville, Tennessee originally, but I'm here in town for the week. And just wanted to get your guys' thoughts on the depth of the Predators. Obviously the defense is what they've been known for so far in the playoffs. And, you know, you've seen them with the offensive capabilities they've had and also cutting down superstars like Tarasenko and Kane and Taves. But just kind of see what you thought, because it seems like that's been the difference makers in both the series so far.
Well, him and I mean the defense and really the goal play.
Pecorino has been amazing, and which I think that's been the most surprising thing about this run is he did not play well most of the season. He hasn't been an elite goalie for a couple of years, but he's playing like an elite goalie, and you need that. You don't necessarily need to have Carey Price or one of those guys. If you've got Pecorino or a player like that playing at a high level, playing at an elite level, then you can make a deep run, and that's what they're doing. Defensively, yeah, they've got three of the best. They probably have the best top three defensemen in the NHL. They're not as strong up front, but their guys are playing well. And I to be honest, I thought the Blues did not really have much of a chance against them. I mean, beating the Blackhawks was huge.
And they were the best team.
And dominating the Blackhawks. That was the thing that surprised me. I didn't think the Blues would give them much trouble because I thought the Blues beat a really inferior team in Minnesota. And now I think the test will be a lot tougher. This is where, especially if they wind up playing against Edmonton, can that defense slow down a guy like Connor McDavid? And if they can, then it'll be really interesting. And you know, Cam Talbot's played just as great for
Edmonton. And he's played well all year.
Yeah, so it's going to be, I think it's going to be exciting to watch. I kind of find myself rooting for the Preds because it'd be great to see because that city, I got to say, they embrace the hell out of that team. That's one of the better atmospheres you're going to find in a hockey arena. And you wouldn't think that in Nashville, Tennessee. You really wouldn't. But I'm excited for them and I hope they do well. 713-780 ESPN's your number. Okay, that's your hockey talk for the rest of the day.
It's plenty.
Yeah, I'm not saying we never do it, but we've got to put a limit on it. I haven't talked about the Astros yet.
We've not.
They won yesterday.
They did. You feel like digging into baseball here?
Yeah, just for the rest of the segment, then we'll get into something fun.
I saw that Joel tweeted out today. The power rankings for ESPN.com came out, and Joel said, "How are the Yankees ahead of the Astros?" And I was like, "Well, the The Yankees just swept the Cubs, and they've got the best record in the league.
So, yeah, that would be my answer to that.
Right. It's not like a big, you know, mystery here. It seems pretty simple. But then he said that he said, I'm just trying to stir up some responses from others, didn't have you in mind. So, and he said, thanks, Peter Gammons. I thought he was like asking seriously, because he asked the question, how the hell are the Yankees ahead of the Astros? Like, wouldn't you think that he was like confused about that?
Yeah, I would think so.
But
that's when we were trying to say, well, the Astros should be ahead of them.
It turns out he was trying to charge some people up, I guess, and he wasn't trying to talk to me. That hurt my feelings, because I follow Joel. I don't know why I'm not allowed to chime in on his opinions. Doesn't seem fair.
Well, block him.
I'm a Joel Blank guy.
Block him.
You know?
Yeah, that's very strange. So basically, anyone else can get riled up, but not you.
Yeah.
I think that's what he's telling you.
It almost seems like he was trying to rile people up, but then he didn't want me to be riled up.
Interesting. Pretty good week overall for the Astros.
No doubt.
And they took 3 of 4 from the Rangers. They took 2 of 3 from the Angels, and they lost, you know, lost a tough one Saturday. But whenever you get a win when Fires is on the hill, as they did yesterday, you take it. But they're playing well, man. And, yeah, you know, there's not much to add beyond what we've been saying about them all along. I'd like to see them add another starter. But otherwise.
That's the big concern. And, you know, and figure out what they are in the back end of the bullpen. You know, who do they trust? Who do they not trust? Who should they trust?
Right.
Who should they not trust is maybe more accurate. But that's something that, you know, this early in the season, it hasn't cost them yet where you can feel it. You know what I mean?
Right.
But we're not even a quarter way into the season. Late in the season, when there's like a pennant race and things like that, you start dropping games because your bullpen blows it. Those are tough, tough to deal with. And we're going to find out a lot about the Astros. They've got 4 with the Yankees coming up. We'll see where they are.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I still think, ask me on July 1st and I'll tell you where they are.
Yeah.
I just like a bigger body of work, and I know we can't wait for that because that's not how radio works. You have to react each and every week and each and every game. And I just think so far so good, but I still need more of a body of work.
I'll tell you what I like about them this year. And in the years past, they would have these prolonged losing streaks.
Yeah.
They've lost only 2 series this entire season. One of them was the second series of the year against Kansas City. And then they dropped 2 out of 3 at Cleveland late last month.
Yeah.
And Cleveland's a damn good team. I mean, that's amazing, really, to go and there were expectations for this team. I think they've exceeded them. You know, they've been better than I expected, for sure. And
So far.
But yeah,
maybe not offensively. Their offense is about what I expected.
But if you're winning, you're winning. You know what I mean? And we're damn near to the middle of May, and you've lost 2 series. You haven't been swept once. You haven't lost more than 3 games in a row. You're doing all right.
Texter earlier asked, where can I get programs like they have at Sam Houston Race Park? I use DRF.com. It's a pay service, but you get programs for every track. And, hey, guys, let's talk about Mother's Day. And, you know, was your mother good to you? Tell you what, my mom and my grandma were great to me. Well, Mother's Day is this weekend. And you can still send the 100 Blooms for Mom bouquet from Pro Flowers in time for Mother's Day. Wow her with these bright, colorful flowers. It comes free with a glass vase, $19.99 plus shipping and handling. If you really want to make a statement, you can upgrade to the premium vase and include gourmet chocolates for just $10 more. $10 more.
Yeah, guys, you choose the delivery date. Pro Flowers guarantees the flowers will arrive fresh and beautiful and stay that way for at least 7 days or your money back. Everybody loves their mom. You got to love your mom. She's your mom. My mom was just out in Vegas with me. There's still time to make this happen. Get 100 blooms for mom delivered by Mother's Day. Click on the microphone in the top right corner at proflowers.com. Type in our code Fred and AJ, and you'll get these stunning flowers and free glass vase starting at $19.99. That's proflowers.com, code Fred and AJ when you click on the mic. Order today before you're out of time, and Pro Flowers is out of bouquets. That's proflowers.com, promo code Fred and AJ.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, your home for Aggie sports. Stay sportsy.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. Double Down says, I know it's not Wednesday, but what are the odds that Cruella lady from the track has bought a few of Beth's bye-bye boredom bags? I'm guessing so. She was pretty funny. I have to admit, I got a good laugh out of that, although it did creep me out, but in a weird kind of sexy way. But 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Hey, I've got some Rookie of the Year odds for you in the NFL already.
Okay.
You tell me what's a good bet and what would not be a good bet.
Okay.
Your current favorite to be the NFL 2017 Offensive Rookie of the Year is, care to guess?
Leonard Fournette.
Leonard Fournette is the 7-2 favorite. Probably should be favored. You know he's going to be the go-to back there. I'll probably bet against. There's some names I like here. I don't like Christian McCaffrey at 5-1. Although I don't know, the Panthers may
they may use him quite a bit.
Yeah, they may. And if they use him the right way, he could put up some big numbers.
What about Dalvin Cook? Where's he on that list?
Dalvin Cook, 8-1.
And where's my boy Corey Davis?
8-1.
Okay. Receiver's tough.
Yeah.
But it's normally a quarterback or a wide receiver trophy. But I could see Fournette. I could see Dalvin Cook. I could see Corey Davis. And I'm trying to think who else I could even think of as like a long shot.
Well, you've missed one guy who is the third favorite at 6-1. I'll give you some other names, and maybe you can tell me who it is. Your 12-1 group, DeShone Kizer, Joe Mixon.
DeShone Kizer would have been my next guess.
Jamal
honestly.
Williams and Mike Williams are all 12-1.
Okay. I'm guessing Mitch Trubisky's a longer shot than that.
Mitchell Trubisky, 14-1.
So I'm going to go ahead and guess that
Deshaun Watson is your third favorite at 6-1.
No value there.
Yeah, I'd like to see him at 10 or 12.
The great thing about Dalvin Cook, Corey Davis, even Christian McCaffrey, those guys are guaranteed a job like early on.
Right.
You know, they're going to be involved in the offense, I'm guessing. And even DeShone Kizer, that's why I kind of said him, because I wouldn't be surprised if he's out there pretty early.
Yeah, I find it interesting that Trubisky, who was the first quarterback off the board, is 14-1. Now, they also figure, I'm assuming they figure Glennon is going to play most of the season and he's going to learn, but it's not like Mike Glennon is Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
So who knows? Patrick Mahomes, 20-1.
Oh, no thanks.
Yeah, I don't think.
You mentioned Jamal Williams, right?
Yeah, 12-1.
I think that's actually pretty solid because he's going to be the starting running back for the Packers.
Right.
I mean, and not to say that he could suck. But, that's a guy he's going to get a lot of work.
Yeah.
That one wouldn't surprise me.
About O.J. Howard, 16-1.
That's also a pretty solid pick. I think he's going into a situation with a quarterback he knows. I like that situation.
Kareem Hunt is 20-1.
Yeah. I don't know what their backfield's going to look like in Kansas City, what they're going to be doing. But
Curtis Samuel, 20-1.
Nah. You've already named, that's the only guys who I think can win it.
Okay. Evan Ingram and Zay Jones are the only other two that have numbers at 25.
All right.
So I'd like a field bet at about 4-1.
Okay.
Which they don't have on here. But there you go. Those are your potential rookies of
the year. About defense? Do they have a
They did not do one for defense.
Okay.
And just nobody cares about defense for stuff like this.
It's funny. I don't know why.
Well, I'm sure they have them, but I just have the offense.
I will say for that award, the defensive rookie of the year, if you do come across odds, that is a pass rush middle linebacker. That's a front seven award. For whatever reason, it almost never goes to secondary guys. And Marcus Peters had to lead the league in interceptions to do it. But it just rarely does that award go to guys on the back end of the defense.
Well, I'll see if I can find some defensive odds here for you. But you're right about that. Although I like a cornerback who can go and get a bunch of picks.
I do too. And I think Jamal Adams has a big year right out of the gate. I think guys like Marlon Humphrey, who's going to, they desperately needed a corner there in Baltimore. I think he's going to make an impact. I tend to think that it's going to be. There's the obvious Myles Garrett, who, you expect him to put up big sack numbers. I think Solomon Thomas has big numbers. I think that Hassan Reddick is sort of a do-it-all linebacker in Arizona, where there's a ton of talent around him. I think that's a guy who could have a pretty big impact. Malik Hooker could. But he's, again, a back-end guy.
Yeah, but that's okay. 713-780-ESPN. Yeah, I think I found some odds for your defensive guys here.
Okay.
Your defensive favorite? Wow, the pretty big odds here.
Myles Garrett.
Myles Garrett, 8-1.
Okay.
Malik Hooker, 25-3.
He's the second favorite?
Yep.
Okay.
Hassan Reddick, 9-1. Jamal Adams, 9-1.
Okay.
Solomon Thomas, 19-2. Marshawn Lattimore, 10-1. Gary and Conley, 11-1. Field, 20-9. The field and the offensive rookie is 14-5 on the offense. So.
Okay. So you get maybe 3-1, not 4-1 like you were hoping.
Yeah, it's almost there, but not quite. I like that bet probably better on the defensive side, but not. That's just not enough value for me.
Reuben Foster could be good, though.
Yeah.
When you're talking about like who's going to step into a really important role, like that's a high responsibility position that he plays.
Yeah.
And there's not a bunch of playmakers there in San Francisco. He could be in for a big year on it by himself.
I wish his odds were higher, because I think,
what's his number?
Where is he? Now he's part of the field.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, 29. No, that's the thing. You're not really getting a good enough number, but I think, I like Marshawn Lattimore a little bit because he's going to get thrown out a lot. He's a playmaker. I think Saints defense will be better.
I also think about guys like Taco Charlton, who's on a good team.
Right.
And they've desperately needed a pass rusher.
Maybe another good field guy.
A big impact immediately. Tack McKinley, who is going to be playing on the same line as Don Terry Poe and losing the guy's name? Vic Beasley.
Yeah,
Even Tyus Bowser to an extent in Baltimore.
That might not be a bad long shot candidate there. Unfortunately,
when they're all part of the field, it does nothing for me.
But that field price isn't high enough.
No,
It needs to be better.
And I love Jonathan Allen, but that he's going to be playing a position where that's not a sexy position.
No, it's not a position where he's going to put up a bunch of numbers.
Right.
And that's kind of what it takes to win this award. Either that, or you have to make your team significantly better and be the guy. And I could see that happening, but I just don't know how much better they'll be. And just because, and it's not his fault. It's not going to be the defense's fault, but that offense is a mess. And Jared Goff? Mm. Yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. That's what costs Aaron Donald, right? It's that kind of stuff. That's why he doesn't get the reputation that a lot of these guys have. That offense is so bad over there. Forces, I don't get the optimism for Savage. Fans need to keep in mind that even with how bad quarterback play has been, there's a reason Savage still never saw the field. Hell, he couldn't even win the starting job at Rutgers, the worst D1 program in the country, and had to transfer. Well, and that's the thing. If you kind of logically look at his body of work, bounced around 3 colleges, 4th round draft pick, hasn't been able to get on the field and stay healthy. And every year the Texans have tried to find an answer that he's been here.
Yeah.
So I think they're paying a lot of lip service right now in hopes of tempering the fact that Deshaun Watson, they hope he's ready. And if he's not, then this guy's going to be sacrificed for a couple. Cole says Fournette makes me think a lot more of Trent Richardson than Adrian Peterson. Don't see him as offensive rookie of the year. I kind of disagree. I think that I think he's a much better player than Trent Richardson. I don't trust Alabama running backs as much as I trust LSU running backs.
Well, I also, I mean, first of all, I'm not crazy about Blake Bortles, but if Jacksonville's offense is going to be any good, it's going to be because of those two receivers.
I don't know if Bortles can get him the ball.
Yeah.
I think if they can run the ball effectively, then he'll get more opportunities, and he'll put up some numbers, but that remains to be seen. All right.
That's why I said Dalvin Cook, because, I mean, Vikings aren't exactly flush with weapons.
Right.
You know, that's a team that leans on the run.
Yeah, and I think they're clearly he's gonna get the rock a lot there.
Yep.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. Be happy to take your phone calls. But right now I want to tell you all about Sherry's Berries. Mother's Day is this weekend.
It's here. It's coming up.
It is. It's this week. If you've been putting it off, now's the time. You better step up.
I gave my mom for Mother's Day several days in Vegas with me. And what a gift, right?
That's a nice gift. You know what a better gift is? Sherry's Berries. That's what I give my grandmother and my mom.
Probably
better. Sherry's
better.
Berries. And huge freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 plus shipping. They're huge, sweet, juicy, covered in decadent toppings. And the great thing is, if, you know, once they see these, they're all, like, amazing. And when I took them down there, a couple other people tried some. And they're like, oh, how do we get those? What's the exclusive offer that you guys are giving? And we said you double the berries for just $10 more and free cake truffles too. And you just pick your desired delivery date and your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back.
As always, there's only one way to get this great deal starting at just $19.99. Go to berries.com, berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right corner. Type in our code Fred and AJ. Double your berries for mom and get free cake truffles before they run out. That's berries.com. Code Fred and AJ when you click on the mic. This deal won't last long. Mother's Day is this weekend. It's coming up. Don't be a lame son. Be sure to order now.
Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. The Blitz will broadcast live from Darling Way on Thursday. Join me and AJ at the conveniently located shop on White Oak and Cortland in the Heights for sports and stuff. We're giving away prizes and gift cards to Barnaby's Cafe, Darling Way at Anaros, plus enjoying treats from the Happy Fats, Nothing But Cake, and St. Arnold's Brewery. That doesn't suck.
No.
Looking forward to that. That'll be fun, getting out the best place. So, come on by. Let me ride my bike down there.
Oh, that's cool.
But, all right.
Joe says, early pick for best free agent signing by the Astros. Reddick would be my pick. I would probably go McCann.
Yeah, so far. Well, that was a trade. So that didn't really count.
Oh, yeah, I guess
so. So it's Beltran or Aoki. Reddick. Aoki. Well, Aoki was a waiver claim. So that doesn't count either. Sorry, I hate to keep.
Yeah, you're killing all my guys. Maybe it is. Well, so,
it's, what, Charlie Morton?
No. Reddick's been better than Beltran. So
yeah, but he also brought the woo.
I'll just stick with Evan Gattis and call it offseason acquisition.
All right.
Seems fair, right?
Yeah. Time for the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. This comes from Barstool Sports, and someone tweeted it to me earlier, and I apologize. I don't remember who it was. I've got to edit this one a little bit. Where... Florida, of course, right?
Of course.
It has to be Florida. A man has demanded that a judge allow him to show his male member to a jury.
We can say penis.
We can say penis, fine. But
or dong.
I'm being careful because the two berries both dropped something on the show today that they shouldn't have. I'm just going to show his manhood to prove
penis.
His... you know, dude, can you stop with that? You're not even, he's not even here anymore. How did he do that?
Penis.
Really? Really?
What's a few inches back from your penis, David? What's near it?
Balls.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. And further back?
Wow.
But.
Okay. Yeah, I thought so.
Well, how about however?
However.
Yeah. Well, he wants to show it to the jury because he's trying to prove that his girlfriend choked to death during
fellatio.
Yes. And a Florida court is actually considering the request.
Now, would he show a picture or would he pull it out live?
I think he wants to pull it out live. He says he's accused of murdering his girlfriend in her bedroom. He claims 60-year-old Francisca Martinez's death was an accident that occurred during a sex session. This guy's 65 years old. He previously admitted choking his girlfriend but never explained how. His attorney has told the court that the size of his member is a key factor in the defense case. Yeah. And an expert witness and former Broward County medical examiner will testify that her death is consistent with being accidentally asphyxiated.
So is he saying that his dong is so gigantic?
Yeah, that it was... that's how she passed.
Okay.
I don't want to see a 65-year-old dong. I really don't.
I'm with you.
And if I'm on that jury, I'm going to be like, okay, can you get the alternate juror? I don't really want this dude whipping it out. That's Florida for you. And that's your
65, huh?
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah. I mean, kind of good for him, except he's on trial for murder.
Well, yeah, yeah.
He did choke her.
And by the way, how do you think that's going to go over if you're in prison and they say, what are you in for? And it's like, you know, I choked my girlfriend to death with my manhood.
But he wouldn't be receiving. I'm sure he'd be giving.
No, he's 65.
Yeah.
You think old dudes, like, it's seniority rules in the prison? No.
But it, never mind.
No. They're going to make him choke. They're going to asphyxiate him. Yeah, they're going to say,
how do you like being asphyxiated?
How do you like that, bro? Yeah.
How do you like that?
Like, when child rapists show up to prison, do you think they're, like, everybody's, like, worried that they're going to be raped by the child rapist? No, they rape the rapist. They're going to choke the choker.
You need to watch a little more Law & Order Special.
Didn't you ever see Oz?
No, I actually haven't.
You got to get on that, man. Was Oz the first, like, great breakthrough HBO drama?
No, I thought it came later than some of the others. I could be wrong.
Okay.
I need to know. I thought it came after Sopranos and stuff like that.
Oh, I don't think so.
Oz came in 97.
Yeah, because Oz came on when I was in high school. When did The Sopranos start up? Well after that. Well after 97.
Was it?
I think so.
I think it's been around longer than you think.
99.
Okay. So right around
well after.
But I also think that, I don't think Oz was a big hit right away. It took a little time. I'm not sure The Sopranos was either now that I think about it.
Yeah.
But it's hard to remember. I mean, I was kind of on The Sopranos from the very beginning. But 4-9, is it a bad thing that my 4-year-old is already a certified blitzer, just sang the Gym of the Day jingle in her car seat?
Everybody's kid sings Gym of the Day song.
Yeah, and then we talk
about... If your kid doesn't sing the Gym of the Day, your kid sucks.
And then we talk about people being choked to death.
That's right.
And that's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day. Guys, I got to tell you about Raising Cane's and 24-hour marinated chicken that is always fresh, never frozen, hand-battered. That type of quality, that makes a difference. And where you find that one thing? Raising Cane's, because they've got one love, and that's making the best darn chicken finger meals that they can. And the best chicken finger meals are made from the best ingredients. That's what they're serving up. They don't drop them until you walk in, so it's always going to be fresh. They eye you up and down, I think, and decide, I bet this guy can eat about 4 tenders. They might see Jong and think he can eat about a kid's meal's worth. They might see us, Fred, and think that we can eat 6. That's how they do it. That's how they keep it fresh around there. And they've got the best sides. They've got the crinkle-cut fries, the Texas toast, and that cane sauce. is just out of this world. There's over 25 locations now in the Houston area. The newest one opened at Buffalo Speedway in Maine. Stop by that one, and they're opening a second location in Katy. But they're all over the city. So if you've got a hankering for some Raising Cane's, now's the time to go get it. It's Raising Cane's. One love.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.